This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Tank Lawrence has gone to the Seahawks. It's 3 years and $42 million for him, $18 mil guaranteed. That is $14 million per season, so that's why. That's why he's not coming back to the Cowboys.
Okay, we got to talk about that. We also have to talk about Ian Rappaport's tweet from 60 seconds ago.
Uh-oh, what happened?
The Cowboys are in the finishing stages of a trade for Titans linebacker Kenneth Murray Jr. as the teams are swapping late-round picks. Is that another first-round pick that has not lived
That's
up
Oklahoma,
to expectations?
Right? That is Oklahoma.
Oklahoma
Chargers?
Sooner.
That is
Chargers
Oklahoma.
Chargers now with the Titans until he puts the star on his helmet here in, I guess, just a few moments. So double-dipping at linebacker.
14 games, 95 tackles last season. So that's a guy, you're kind of remaking your linebacker room there with Kenneth Murray, and you add Sanborn. So, my goodness. I mean, for a late-round pick swap, That's a savvy trade. I'm in on this one for Kenneth Murray.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do some reading up on him and what he's been, what type of player he's been. I don't think he's been very good.
95 tackles in 14 games. That's not bad production.
How many did he miss? I think it'd be a good question. Three missed tackles.
Oh, missed tackles. I don't know. Yeah. Just games.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. You know, my sources, you're looking at missed tackles, bad coverage, and inconsistent play recognition. Plus, he gets hurt.
Perfect.
But
smells like a Cowboy.
Athletic guy.
Very athletic.
Get after it. He can blitz.
Only 26 years old.
You know, it's not hard to be good enough to start with these Cowboys linebackers, or at least it wasn't a couple of hours ago, but I got two now.
Yeah, dude. Okay, so I do like the Sanborn move, and we'll get more into that in Football's Finest. Broad has just had a nice little breakdown there. Seems like he's going to be...
Sanborn will be fine, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, look, Murray's been available. Started 16 games his rookie year, 16 out of 17 in 22. Started 15 games in 23, 14 in 24. And, I mean, he's a guy that usually gets you around 100 tackles a year, it looks like, for the most part. So... he is a productive player, but I'm sure there are warts there if you're just swapping a couple late-round picks, and I don't know what the contract looks like for him either.
Well, I mean, that contract is pretty large for DeMarcus Lawrence. I mean,
it is.
3 years, $42 million, $18 million guaranteed. That's a pretty strong deal, and there was no way the Cowboys were going to touch that. But he reunites with former Cowboys defensive line coach Aiden Durty, and... now he's going to be playing in a Mike McDonald defense in Seattle. But that's a bummer to see him go, for sure. He's been a solid player. Wish they could have found a way to bring him back. But at that dollar amount, there was no chance of it. And, Walchuk, you had heard that maybe that was just – it was heading that direction for a while now with DeMarcus.
Yeah, I mean, now that he's gone, I had some people that were talking about late in the year, like the quit word was thrown around. Like maybe if they were competing to be in the postseason – maybe then it's different for Tank. But the fact that they weren't, I don't think he was super eager to come back and play. And I also don't know how much he got along with another stud player on the defense. So this might be for the best. And shout out to DeMarcus Lawrence. You get $14 million a year, basically. Like, that's a hell of a contract for him. I think he was making $10 million here in Dallas. So Seattle's getting themselves a great player. I mean, I think DeMarcus Lawrence is one of the more underrated Cowboys over the last 10 years. Yeah. I get the sack numbers dropped off, but down in and down out, Tank was very, very consistent and probably the only guy that you could look at on that line and be like, yeah, that dude's good against the run. Everybody else get worked.
Yeah, things have turned over from his generation. You know, different guys are around at your last contract. I could see maximizing it. And I think you'd probably have to take about a 40 or 50% pay cut in order to stay with the Cowboys. So totally understandable Tank would want to go, especially because you got to look around now and think we're not playing for a championship right now. You know, if we're coming off another 12-win season, maybe you could find a way to justify it.
It's amazing that John Owning just tweeted, I hope this is part of a master plan to improve the special teams because Murray is very, very ungood on defense.
Wow, that's the analysis.
And I love John Owning.
Oh, he knows what he's talking about.
He likes Sanborn, I know that.
Yeah, he likes Sanborn, but I guess Kenneth Murray Jr.
Hey, I love him. Well, three phases, right?
Yeah, yeah, and at least his contract's only $5.9 million base salary.
Yeah, and I guess he's expiring after this year, too. So you got all these dudes on one-year deals.
So they're just pick swaps then, right? It's not giving up
picks. Just a late-round pick swap.
Okay.
Just the Dallas Cowboys are a melting pot for former first-round picks that have busted in a huge way.
Yep.
Fantastic. Congratulations to DeMarcus Lawrence, though.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.